Captain's log, 1422.7. Having Nomad on board has made the crew uneasy, including me. Nomad believes I created it, and that's probably the only reason why we're still alive.
Mr. Godfrey, stay alert. We're in uncharted space. Anything unusual, you let me know.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Ah, there's my boy now. Come on over here, son.
Captain!
Not now, Mr. Godfrey. What a good-looking probe. Well, two probes made into one. A probe from the Earth and a probe from an alien planet collided in space. Which is a bit hard to believe considering the amount of space there is in space. However, there was a considerable amount of damage to both probes. So they got together to make one probe out of the salvageable parts. This, once again, is hard to believe, because neither one of them has hands. However, let's not spoil the storyline. This is Nomad. The new probe, with a new directive. To seek out perfection.
This ship is infected with carbon life forms that are inherently faulty.
Well, I'm a carbon-based unit, Nomad, and I'm supposed to have created you.
You are the creator.
Go back to the designated area in engineering. Stay there. Don't do anything. And wait for my orders.
There is much to analyze.
Where are you going, honey?
Engineer.
Buckle up.
Do something about that voice modulator on the turbo lift, Spock.
Yes, Captain. It may have been unwise to have reminded Nomad that you are a carbon-based unit.
Well, I am a carbon-based unit.
Yes, but Nomad sees humans as faulty, as imperfect. And it may trigger his prime directive to sterilize, Captain.
Yeah, I see. I may have to do something about that boy sooner rather than later. Mr. Godfrey! Did you just see what went past your screen?
Well, yeah, but I tried to...
I told you to pay attention and let me know.
What a putz.
Spock, do an outside perimeter scan. See if anything comes up on your scanners.
Right away, Captain.
Mr. Godfrey, you're definitely walking on thin ice.
Yeah, but you... I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't.
Sterilize.